By the time Victoria was 17, the monarchy was regarded with some suspicion by its subjects. George III had been incapacitated by the royal malady porphyria, leaving the prince regent to indulge his extravagances to the full, and William IV, whilst possessing none of his predecessor's more alarming characteristics, did have a tendency to wander off for solitary little strolls through the streets of London, or, when travelling in the royal carriages, to stop and offer lifts to his friends. But William's death in 1837 meant that at the age of just 18, Victoria was Queen of England, an occupation which she found so exhilarating that she had no desire to share it with anyone else.
Albert sent a polite letter of congratulation on her new status,
but was not rewarded with an invitation to the coronation.
It was hoped that Queen Victoria would now find a husband, and as soon as decently possible thereafter, an heir. Most candidates met with little favour, but Albert's next visit to England prompted an altogether different response.
Albert is extremely handsome. His hair is about the same colour as mine. His eyes are large and blue, and he has a beautiful nose, and a very sweet mouth with fine teeth. But the charm of his countenance is his expression, which is most delightful. C'est à la fois full of goodness and sweetness, and very clever and intelligent.